Research has indicated that a driver with a blood alcohol content of 0.05 has a similar level of risk of having an accident than a person that's been awake for 17 hours. A person who has not slept for 24 hours, on the other hand, has a similar level of risk of an accident as a person who has a blood alcohol content of 0.10. Let's remember that alcohol is a type of depressant which will slow down the nervous system and thus decrease alertness, concentration, reflexes and decision making. Now, a variety of experiments have been conducted in order to compare the effects of sleep deprivation and blood alcohol concentration. Let's look at one by Dawson and Reed, which was a repeated measures design. And in the first condition of this experiment, they kept patients awake for 28 hours. And in the second condition, they asked the patients to consume 15 grams of alcohol every 30 minutes until their blood alcohol content reached 0.10. For both conditions, they were given a series of tests every 30 minutes that tested their hand-eye coordination, as well as their visual motor integration, etc. And based on the results, it demonstrated that a full night of sleep deprivation will have a similar effect on their performance as a legal blood alcohol content of 0.10. In the study design, it actually lists that students are required to compare the effects of a full night of sleep deprivation with a legal blood alcohol concentration of 0.05 for cognition, concentration, and mood. So after a full night of sleep deprivation, in terms of cognition, an individual may experience mild impairments in memory, diminished performance on simple cognitive tasks, but not on complex and interesting tasks. They might experience reduced time orientation. For a legal blood alcohol concentration of 0.05, in terms of cognition, an individual also may experience mild impairments in memory processes, as well as diminished performance on both simple and complex cognitive tasks, as well as reduced time orientation. So in terms of the comparison, the effects on cognition are fairly similar, except that the person who has had the full night of sleep deprivation will outperform the person with the legal BAC in terms of completion of controlled processes that are interesting and tend to be short-lived. In terms of concentration, the effects are fairly similar. After a full night of sleep deprivation, deprivation will diminish their attention span. It'll make it more difficult for the person to maintain concentration. And likewise, with a legal BAC, alcohol will diminish their attention span and making it more difficult to concentrate. So in terms of concentration, the effects are fairly similar. Now, mood is a good one to distinguish, because after a full night of sleep deprivation, it generally makes the sleep-deprived person more moody and irritable, it's more difficult to regulate their emotions. But a person with a legal BAC, in terms of mood, might actually experience increased confidence, socially in particular. It can enhance their mood, or it can result in a negative mood, depending on the context of the situation or the type of alcohol. So with mood, one night of full sleep deprivation will generally make them more moody and irritable, whereas with a legal BAC, it could go either way. It could enhance their mood or flatten their mood.